A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' And he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. "I do not know where you are from." These are words that can haunt me. I think they're words that would haunt any one of us who lays claim to being a Christian. They are not the words we want to hear when we finally get to knock on heaven's door. Yet it is a risk we face if we are not mindful and attentive to the choices we make in living the Christian life, which begs the question, if we do claim to be Christian, do we know where we are from? Sure, the easy answer is the United States, New Zealand, Ireland, Nigeria, South Africa. But are we aware that the source of our being is God? That somehow we come from the unbelievably imaginative mind and heart of God? If this is so, and I do believe that we are from God, then that should define us, all that we do and all that we are. But all too often we allow the temptations of power, prestige, and privilege to cloud that definition. And that's when we get lost. And then we don't even know where we're going, let alone from where we were coming. It would seem the inquisitor in today's gospel thought he had a sense of where he was from and where he was going when he asked about how many would be saved. As a Jew, he would assume that those who were saved would be those who kept the law, perhaps like himself. But for Jesus, salvation was about sharing in the mission of God, sharing in the love of God for God's people, which was the law in its fullness. That's what he was inaugurating. That's what he was drawing people into. But he also recognized that people had a hard time grasping this mission. "Strive to enter through the narrow gate," Jesus said. Strive. In other words, go all out. Make every effort. Pull out all the stops. Do not become complacent. Do not feel entitled to the reward that awaits. This life, this journey to salvation, to God, is not meant to be easy. It is for the strong who rely on the Lord. It is for the weak who cast their cares upon the Lord. To go through the narrow gate is to check our luggage, our way of doing things, our inaccurate perceptions, our "I know best" attitudes, and to take up the teaching of Jesus, his way of life, his attitude, his perception. To go through the narrow gate is, as St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, having the mind of Christ. To have the mind of Christ is to look like, speak like, pray like, act like Jesus in all that we do and in all that we are. To make it a habit of living in this way will guarantee a different response when we go knocking on heaven's door. Rather than hearing, "I do not know where you are from," we can hope to hear, "It is good to see you again. Welcome home."